USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Massachusetts Democrat governor has declared a state of emergency to deal with the state's growing illegal immigrant crisis. Nearly 5,600 families are now being housed in emergency shelter systems at a cost of $45 million per month. Democrat Governor Mara Healey has made an urgent formal appeal to the White House, calling the problem a federal crisis of inaction. Healey says she will continue to do the work.
We are going to keep doing everything that we can to help families in need.
A Washington, D.C. judge will hear arguments at the end of the week after the Department of Justice filed paperwork to censure GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump from talking about the case.
A hearing Friday in the D.C. courtroom is likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. The Justice Department recently filed for a protective order, asking the judge to place some limits on defendant Trump's speech about the case. Friday's proceeding is set to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern, and Trump is not required to attend. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Biden administration's restriction on ghost guns will remain in place for now. The Supreme Court, in an emergency ruling, agreed to pause a lower court's decision invalidating the regulations as the administration carries out its appeal. The case is scheduled for oral arguments next month. Under the new regulations, companies that sell ghost gun kits must obtain a federal firearms license. Buyers would also be required to undergo background checks. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the United States are on the rise for a second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12%. New Hampshire had the biggest jump in a single week at 96%, or almost doubling the previous week's numbers. USA News.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My ride smells
Former National Football League receiver Henry Ruggs will be sentenced today for a drunk driving crash that caused a woman and her dog to burn to death on a Las Vegas, Nevada surface street. Ruggs' 2020 Chevy Corvette was speeding up to 156 miles per hour, according to the airbag chip data. Ruggs pleaded guilty in May to a felony DUI count and a misdemeanor charge of vehicular manslaughter. His attorneys and prosecutors agreed to a sentence of 10 years in prison with the possibility of parole after 3 years. Ruggs can withdraw his guilty plea if the judge does not approve the sentencing agreement. There could be another name change for the NFL's Washington Commanders.
A Native American group is pushing hard for the Commanders to bring back their old Redskins nickname. The Native American Guardians Association wrote a letter to the team to let new ownership know about its Reclaim the Name campaign. They said Native Americans don't find the name Redskins to be derogatory, and the team never asked the community how they felt before the change was made. The group has already gathered more than 60,000 names on a petition to bring back the old nickname. I'm John Schaefer.
Virgin Galactic is set to launch its second commercial space flight tomorrow. The flight is scheduled to take off from the company's spaceport, America, in New Mexico, with passengers on the VSS Unity. The spacecraft will be going about 53 miles up. Lance Pry, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.